Hey. Good to see you too. Do you want to sit with me? This place is pretty crazy. Yeah, it was packed inside, so I grabbed a seat outside. Yeah, I pretend I come here for the coffee, but it's really the chocolate pastries. I think I've seen you here before in the morning, but never really had the courage to say anything. Yeah, mostly that. I thought it would be weird for you to have to talk to your ex's BFF. It's especially given what happened. Do you mind if we talk about something kind of serious? I know it's not fair to catch you in public like this. Okay. Good. So, I need to tell you some things about her and then about me. No, it's not really bad news for you, I don't think. It's just something I have to say. And then something I need to say. So, I know she cheated on you, but I need to tell you that wasn't like her, and that she isn't the same. No, I'm not saying it was okay. She knows it's not, and I do too. We're still friends, and we used to talk about it a lot. Did you know the man you caught her with? No? Oh, I do. I had a bad feeling about him before all this happened, but now I know. He's pretty hot, but he takes what he wants and he lies to get it. And when he's done with you, he's done. She met him at work. It was infatuation, and you know, she has some body issues that he preyed on. And naturally, he asked her out after you guys had had a fight that left her angry and sad. No, I'm not justifying it. Please, listen, it's all context. I need you to try to understand where she is now. I promise it will make sense, and then you never have to speak to me again if you want. She's different now. She broke after your split. It wasn't like she cheated before. She stopped seeing him right after. Yeah, she called you a lot and texted you and followed you a little and left that note. Eventually, she started therapy. Yes, thankfully, she is doing better. Her guilt was killing her. She's come to terms with it. But she still doesn't have any illusions about it being anything but an awful mistake. And she's a lot stable now. She doesn't ever talk about getting back with you. But I have to tell you, I think she still loves you. Because when she thinks I'm not looking, I catch her looking at pictures of you two on her phone, and when she talks about you, it's never negative. It's always about a good time you had or something nice you did, and sometimes I hear her crying at night. I don't think she's obsessing, but I do think she has very deep feelings that are not gone. Not yet. She's dealing with them pretty healthily, but that doesn't mean they just stop, you know? Please, 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 please don't be angry. I have to tell you this. I don't want to. It hurts. It hurts more than. Simply put, I'm saying that she's in a good place mentally. I don't think she's ever gonna cheat again on anyone. And if you called her, I think she would take any chance to be with you again. No, I'm not trying to convince you to get back with her. I promise. I have to do this, okay? It wouldn't be right otherwise. So, do you want to get back with her? I mean, no? Oh, okay. Well, then here's the hard part. What I need to tell you. Do you remember how we met? Yeah, it was at the beach house we all rented for Memorial Day weekend. She had just started dating you. You were a little nervous about impressing her friends. Yes, you did impress us. You were funny and you were laid back about everything, which can be hard because some of our friends can be really rude. And you were handsome and all that other stuff. We were all really happy for her because she'd been alone for a while. And I was there with someone, but we broke up not long after, and you came into our circle of friends. It was really nice. And of course, being her best friend and roommate, I saw you a lot too. I saw how you treated her. You weren't hyper masculine, but you were reliable and affectionate. Not someone who drags people down, but someone who brings people around them up. You're weird, but not creepy weird, and kind of hot. Okay, when I say it like that, maybe it doesn't sound exactly complimentary, but it is. And her friends noticed, especially the women. We'd give her a hard time about how do we like to steal you. She freaked out a bit and got kind of jealous, but none of us meant anything by it, so we stopped. From then on, I became very careful of how I acted around you. No, it wasn't like she forbid us from interacting with you or anything. She was just so happy, and none of us wanted to do anything to ruin it, even by accident. Life went on like that. And you came by a lot. You stayed over sometimes. We talked a lot when she was in the shower or whatever, just normal stuff about common interests. We have a lot, you know? And you were always there to help me too. Since you were around, if I needed anyone to drive me somewhere or help me with anything, you were willing to do it. You even helped me build my computer, and I was a pain in the ass about it. We were close in a different way, since she wasn't really a nerd. You'd always be excited to talk to me about the new episode of The Expanse or or when a new game came out that you knew that I like. And we'd even play online together sometimes or when you were hanging out. And you are a hugger. To be honest, a really good hugger. It's impossible not to notice that you keep yourself in pretty good shape when you can feel the muscles pressing against you. I mean, who wouldn't feel safe and happy being in your arms? I'm gonna sound like a creep, but honest to God, you smell incredible too. I don't know when it happened exactly. I'm not sure. I didn't fall in love with you all at once, but I realized it one day, very suddenly, and it terrified me. You were staying over. It wasn't unusual. You two watched some Netflix and were cool with me hanging out with you, and then later you had sex. Nothing wrong with it. You closed the door and you tried to keep it down. But that night, for whatever reason, I was hyper aware of it. Normally, I'd just put in earphones if I could hear anything clearly, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't stop listening. I couldn't make out your moans and even some of the things you were saying to her, and she wasn't quiet at all. I felt like a complete creep, but at the same time, I couldn't stop. I was turned on by listening to you in the other room, but that wasn't what I felt, mainly. Mainly, it was pain. It was such a deep ache in my heart, and I never felt anything like it before. It wasn't like jealousy. I didn't hate her. I just wanted to be with you so badly that night, and it hurt so much to hear you making love to someone else. I couldn't even fool myself to thinking of it as just sex. I got to see you two together all the time. You were in love. Any idiot could see it. Even someone who was falling hard for exactly the wrong person. Once I realized it, I knew I could never, ever talk about it with her, and obviously not with you either. So I learned to hide my deepest emotions from the two people I cared about the most in the world and try to move on. But the thing is, when you see someone every day, you can't move on. And even if I somehow managed to get out of the house when I thought you two might be having sex or hanging out, it was impossible to avoid it completely. And moving out was out of the question. We were all pretty poor, and that was the best apartment I could get. As time went on, it just got worse. Every time you touched me, I was on fire. When you hugged me, I was undone for at least an hour. When you went out of your way to tell me something or help me, I felt like I was the center of the universe. When you held her or kissed her, it was like dying. It was going to break me, and I knew I had to do something. But I never got the chance. She cheated, and you caught her. I was there that night, but I didn't know. I thought she was having sex with you. Just because I never saw you come and didn't mean anything. But then I heard you shouting and her crying, and I came out looking like an idiot, and you gave me such a dirty look on the way out. It was like I thought we were at least a friend's look. You obviously and understandably thought I had been somehow covering for her, but I wasn't. I swear to you, I don't know what I would have done if I had known. Confronted her, probably. At first, I was just angry at her. So angry. She assumed it was the anger a friend feels when someone they love fucks up, but it wasn't. It was cold, selfish rage at her betrayal. How dare she treat you like that when I couldn't have anything? Couldn't bring myself to even think about dating someone else without feeling pathetic guilt. And then she just decides to fuck whoever. Of course, I stayed and tried to help her work through it. I hope to God I never showed anything that was going on beneath the surface to her. And I learned that I was even more of a fool. I thought it was bad before, but do you know what's worse than having to see the man you love with someone else? Realizing that you probably would never see him again. That he would go out of his way to avoid you. And in fact, probably hate you for being complicit in a betrayal. Realizing that every single feeling I had for you was unknown and worthless and didn't even matter. You know, I said she broke, but so did I. She didn't notice, which was understandable, but I couldn't conceal it from other friends. I told him that work was just extra awful and that I had a breakdown when... But truth is, when I was alone, I cried. I couldn't even play fucking video games because they reminded me of you. I would have these awful, wonderful dreams where we would be happy together and wake up and realize that it was just an illusion. And things just got kind of gray. I don't know how else to describe it. I helped her get back on her feet any way I could. I stopped being angry with her pretty quickly when I saw how devastated she was. Because, after all, I felt the same way. I moved on. Days have been pretty much the same since. I decided to try changing my routine a little. To get out there, try new things, maybe meet someone. But then I discovered to my joy and horror that my new favorite coffee place is also your favorite coffee place. But at least I could see you again, and you look good. Happy even sometimes. I told myself that was enough. At least you were happy. You know what? It wasn't though. It ate at me until I had to do something. I didn't want it to be crazy, but I knew I had to tell you and to do it right. I had to tell her first. Of course, when I told her all this, it didn't go well last night, but I think we're still friends because she understands what I'm going through after all. So, that's it. That's the truth as I know it. I love you and it hurts. And I can't stop. I tried. I want you and I need you and I'm so terrified right now that I can't even express it. Please, I need to know. Is there any feeling for me in your heart? If you say no, I swear I'll do everything I can so you don't have to see me again. But I don't want you to say no. I think you know what I want you to say to me. What I want you to do to me. Please, please, just answer.
No, it's okay. sorry. No, sorry. I totally understand. I totally understand why you would not want to be with me. No, friends, I don't think I could be friends with you because it's gonna tear me apart. I can't just keep this as friends anymore. And I don't want to continue being hurt. And I don't want you to feel awkward or feel hurt. And I feel it's best if we weren't friends anymore. Yeah, gosh. No, I'm not crying because I'm disappointed. I am, to be honest, I ran this scenario in my head many times. I rehearsed it. As corny as it sounds, yeah, that's typical of me. I rehearsed this in my head, and I thought of every outcome, every possibility of how to react and respond to whatever you tell me. And I completely understand. I understand. I think you need this time to yourself. I think you need to continue having this time to yourself. But I want you to know that that I'll be here. I'm not sure if it's gonna be forever, but I'm right here. Yeah. So that's that. Look, I'm gonna go. I have to meet someone after this. Yeah. It was really nice seeing you again. Yeah. See you around.